numbered with the transgressors. We shall study Mark 15, 1-47, 47 verses. And as you look at the overview, you will discover it is divided into three sections. The first part deals with the mockery of justice in daytime trials. Christ had been tried before Annas. Christ had then been tried before Caiaphas. At the first streak of dawn, he was brought before Pilate. The Sanhedrin, the highest body of the Jews, had already condemned Jesus Christ, and they delivered him to Pilate with their accusations calculated to impress a Roman heathen governor bent on preserving his own position and his own integrity and perhaps survival in the very tough Roman world. Here was a man claiming to be king. The Roman said, there is only one king. He rules in Rome. Art thou a king? Pilate asked Jesus. Christ said, I was born for this purpose. As the priests then began to accuse Christ of further crimes, Pilate wondered what he could do because his visceral reaction was that Jesus was innocent. Hearing that he came from Galilee, Pilate jumped at the straw of sending Christ to Herod, the tetrarch of Galilee, in whose jurisdiction Christ would then be. Mark tells us nothing of the trial by Herod, but we see again that he comes back before Pilate, verses 6-19. And Pilate does his utmost to free Jesus and to save his own skin. But as he tries to deal with these Jews, they are quick to perceive the weakness of Pilate. And so moved the people to demand that Barabbas should be freed, as a prisoner was to be freed at the time of the Passover every year. Then Pilate inquires, what shall I do with Jesus? And the mob that less than a week before had shouted, Hosanna, now screamed, crucify. And so as we come to part number two, Jesus Christ twice scourged, tortured by the Roman soldiers, beaten by the soldiers of Herod, is now handed over to be taken to the place of execution. And with him went two criminals who were to be crucified at the same time. And as they went, Simon of Cyrene, black man from North Africa, just coming out of the country, was forced to carry the cross. And I am sure ever after was grateful for this privilege. And so the procession comes to Golgotha, and there Jesus Christ is crucified with the insignia written, the King of the Jews. Everything was done that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Crucified with the wicked, buried with the rich, dying in place of the sins of the world. Meanwhile, what of his enemies? They that passed by, verse 29, railed on him. Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. The chief priests, the scribes, mocked. He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, come down, and we will believe. And the thieves that were crucified, they reviled him too. And at the sixth hour, which is noon, darkness was over the land, and it was there till three. And Christ, in that darkness, commits his way to his Father without reservation. As we gather together the statements of all the synoptic writers, as well as John, we get the accumulation of the seven statements Christ made on the cross. Mark records the bitter cry, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" as the only one that he said. But as he died, with a loud voice, the centurion who had supervised the execution exclaimed, "Truly this man was the Son of God." On that day, Simon the African, the thief that was crucified next to Christ, and the Roman centurion, all gave their hearts to the Lord. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus died. Sundown would have been about 6. So sometime between his death and sundown, Joseph of Arimathea begged the body of Jesus from Pilate. Nicodemus brought some spikenard, as did the women, and grave clothes. And together, these rulers and the women took the body of Jesus and buried him in the sepulchre that had belonged to Joseph, rolled the stone away, and went to keep that awful Sabbath. As we think about this lesson, the wickedness of the wicked becomes clear to us. When Satan had Christ in his power, he tortured him needlessly, uselessly, vindictively. We watched those who engineered his execution, Judas and his filthy kisses, Caiaphas, Annas, high priests in their horrid mockery, Herod the king, Pilate, the procurator of Rome, highest representative of the empire, perverting justice in the vain hope of saving his own reputation. In spite of it all, Jesus, moving through serenely, praying, committing, trusting, seeing of the travail of his soul, even in his dying, brings about a state of affairs that will bring glory to his name for eternity.